Hundreds of people grieving over the victims of a devastating subway fire angrily confronted South Korea's president-elect today, demanding quick action to identify the dead and return bodies to families. Bereaved relatives clutched long-stemmed flowers before the altar, where photographs of some of the estimated 125 dead, including a picture of a mother and her young son, were displayed. Many of the victims were incinerated beyond recognition when a man who told police he wanted to commit suicide and kill others at the same time ignited a blaze that engulfed two subway trains. Authorities have identified only 45 of the dead, and 388 people are still unaccounted for.